My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
back here on the Team 980, joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, we go out to Ashburn, where the Washington Commanders, at 4-1, winners of four in a row, are getting set for the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday afternoon in Baltimore. Joining us now is Commanders starting safety Jeremy Chinn, of course new to the team this year, but has been playing some good football of late. Certainly, Jeremy, thank you very much for your time. How are you, and congratulations on a good start.
Thank you very much. I'm feeling great, man. I'm doing well. Happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm happy to have you. I guess big picture, you know, you guys, it didn't start off great on defense, right? I think we all kind of know that there was, you know, some getting on the bike moments, if you will, but things have really turned around the last couple of games. What would you put a finger on as to why the defense has rallied to the cause the last couple of weeks?
Obviously the offense has done a great job, one, protecting the football and going down and putting points on the board. So really as a defense, we find it our responsibility just to put extra time and put extra work in. I think the time that we have put in these past few weeks have really shown up on a Sunday.
Yeah, you guys didn't play a whole lot in the preseason as a starting defense. How much of the first couple of weeks was just feeling each other out and understanding how to, you know, run fit properly when you're going 100 miles an hour? Because I always say, man, the only way to get ready to play football is by playing football.
Right. No, I mean, you're exactly right. I feel like that's the bulk of it, really. When you come from, you know, long off season and you get back in the groove of things, it may take a game or two. So, you know, good thing for us that happened early on, but we definitely have a good feel for the group that we have, and I think we're feeling really good about it.
And I assume the same thing for tackling, right? I mean, we're all out there at training camp and OTAs, and we see you guys working on technique. We see you working on tackling dummies, and I know you can hit a little bit, but you can't tackle, you can't wrap, you can't bring down. How hard is that to go from basically 0 to 100 when the games go live week one?
You saw the first couple of weeks. It definitely is a transition, for sure. But you know, once you do it a couple of times and you start to get that feel for it, then it's back to ball.
For sure. And I was someone that was pretty critical of you all's play the first couple of weeks. So it's, you know, damn cool to see you all turn it around from a tackling standpoint. You have made some big time hits over the past couple of weeks, and it feels like you are starting to take on the role as the enforcer of this defense. One, how much pride do you take in that? And then this week, going up against a guy like Derrick Henry, can you give us a little bit of insight into the tackling plan that keeps getting talked about here?
I do. I take a lot of pride in it. But like at the same time, I'm just one of 11 in this group. So we got a really strong defense, really, really great coaches up top that put us in position to play well and play to our best abilities. And as far as this week goes, you know, Derrick Henry's obviously one of the top backs in the league. He has been for a long time. So we see it as an opportunity, in front of us. So, you know, as long as we do the things that we know what we're capable of doing, and I have a lot of confidence. I know this group has a lot of confidence.
Jeremy Chinn joining us from the Washington Commanders as they get ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Nice enough to join us here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. So, Jeremy, you just kind of mentioned, Linnell asked you about Derrick Henry. What is the key when a guy is that fast, that big, that good? Is it gang tackling? Is it certain technique? Is it getting them at the legs to chop them down? Like, what is the, and I don't know how much you can say, what is the one, I guess, priority and focus when it comes to a dude with that kind of size and speed?
Well, it's going to take all 11 guys, being disciplined in our gaps, being disciplined in the run game. And then when we all get an opportunity, getting to the ball and getting 11 hats to the ball. It starts with just being disciplined in the run game.
For sure. One thing that I've noticed, man, is here in the past 3 weeks, I think complimentary football, it gets talked about a lot throughout the NFL. It's one of those buzz phrases, but you all are really doing it. When you see Jeremy McNichol hauling ass downfield on kickoff, when you see Nick Ballore and Revo, how much energy does that give you all before you get out onto the field as a defense?
Man, it's so cool, man. Like that stuff right there, it really lights a fire to how we take the field. Like when you come on after, you know, kickoff just had a big hit or a big tackle, right, you know, inside the 30 or inside the 25 or something, you know, that really, it's really like the first play on defense, and it just sparks us as we hit the field.
No, that's so cool that there's a carryover, because yeah, I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right. Special teams, some demons. And you had a big hit on special teams. What was it, the Arizona game that forced the fumble on the opening kickoff, for crying out loud? Yeah. And you guys almost got the turnover there. So you guys have really been taking the lumber. Speaking of which, another guy that I've been really impressed with last couple of weeks, and in terms of his physicality, is Mikey Sanristil, the rookie. So I ask you, you're a hard hitter. You're a physical player. You guys are all physical players. But how would, when you see him hit, does that fire you guys up a little bit? Or is that just kind of the mentality that Joe Witt has kind of imparted on you guys, which is arrive violently and kind of do the things that he's preached, at least to us in the media?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely both. You know, we've created a standard for how we get to the ball, you know, how we play in this defense. But, you know, when you see Mikey do it, you know, being the rookie of it, the little guy out there, and just being able to have that, you know, power out there and that explosiveness when he, you know, is making contact, like, it turns everybody up, you know. And we love to see it. We love how he's, you know, kind of coming along with this defense and how it's starting to make sense to him, how offenses are starting to make sense to him. And it's really cool to see.
Something Joe Witt has continued to mention, and he just spoke to the media a moment ago, man. No interceptions here through the first 5 weeks of the season. How conscious are you guys of that? And is it something that, you know, you guys are giving Quan Martin a little bit of stuff for dropping a pick, you know, earlier this week? How important is it for you guys to, you know, continue to focus on trying to turn people over? Because it feels like when they do start to come, Jeremy, they'll come in bunches.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that, and we believe that. And it's funny because the thing about it is that you definitely want to force those interceptions and go get the ball. But I feel like the moment you take that chance and you take the roof off coverage and, you know, try to look for certain things, it comes and bites you. So as long as we stay disciplined in our coverage and be where we're supposed to be, we know those opportunities are going to come to us. And once we get that first one, we know it's like a domino effect. They'll keep coming. But we're thinking about that, you know, all the time.
Jeremy Chin with us from the Washington Commanders. They get set for the Baltimore Ravens. You mentioned discipline and coverage. How hard is it to stay disciplined in coverage when you got a quarterback like Lamar, much like your own, who is going to extend plays, roll all the way out to the sideline, throw back across the field, do all sorts of crazy stuff with his arms and his legs, but to force the back end to hold up for much longer than ideal or that you would likely have to do against more of a pocket?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
quarterback.
Yeah, like we had mentioned earlier, as far as complementary football, you know, getting rushing coverage on the same line. So as long as the guys up front are doing what they have been doing, and as far as, you know, applying pressure and making the quarterback get off the spot, you know, the back end has to do their part too, as far as making them, you know, pat the ball in the pocket and hold on to the rock and you know, stay in coverage. But, you know, sometimes, you know, with a guy like Lamar who can scramble, and, you know, make those untimely plays and those extended plays, it just makes the back end part, you know, we just got to continue to cover longer than what a normal play may be. So being able to plaster and just stay in coverage, you know, play longer.
It was pretty clear this summer that you know, offense, defense, you all had a rapport with each other in terms of off the field and just the camaraderie that you all have had in that locker room. We got a chance to talk to Luke last week, and he mentioned how important that trip to Tempe was. You guys spending that week with each other. What was your vantage point of how that week went? And then kind of a two-parter here for you. How has Dan Quinn, you know, and this coaching staff tried to temper expectations for you all? Because I know it's easy to go out and read your own press clippings right now. You all are top five in a bunch of different power rankings, but how do you, you know, stay level-headed and keep the main thing?
Yeah, as far as being level-headed and keeping the main thing, like, we didn't get to, you know, the position that we're in right now, you know, off of not working or off of reading certain, you know, clips or whatever is in headlines. So really just keeping our head down and continue to work, man. Like we've created, this is who we are. So, just continue to, what brought this, you know, small success that we have right now is just the work that we put into. So, you know, this group loves working with each other every single day, and it'll just be that way. That's just what it is. And as far as the Tempe trip, it was great. Like even in the preseason, like we went to Miami together. Mm-hmm. We went to New York and stuff. So just being able to spend that time with each other, it really just you know, builds that camaraderie.
One last one for you. We know you got to get to practice. We appreciate you, Jeremy Chinn, with us. You were in Carolina last year, obviously, and I don't want you to talk bad about anybody, but you saw the struggles that Bryce Young, as the number one overall pick, went through. When did you know, going against practice in the meetings, OTAs, when did you know Jaden was, you know, as the cool kids say, him?
Man, I feel like I knew pretty early on, and I could just tell just by the way that he cared. Just at the time, you know, he came in and just what it meant to him. Mm-hmm. You know, being the guy here, but also, you know, just putting the work in and wanting to earn that and be that, not just coming in because, you know, he's second overall pick. You know, everybody knows that, but really earning that and feeling like he deserves to take that.
Hey, Jeremy, good luck this Sunday. We'll be pulling for you guys. Come on back 5-1, but more importantly, come on back safe and healthy. Thank you so much for doing this. Have a great rest of the practice week. We appreciate you, okay?
Brother. Go tag somebody Sunday, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there you go. That is Jeremy Chinn, Commander Safety, with us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.